KQED.
While the legislature puzzles over the fate of bonds to fund the state's high-speed rail project, rail officials are moving forward with plans for a blueprint. Today, they're releasing a final environmental report that firms up the proposed route for part of the first stretch of the track from Merced to Fresno. But as Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca explains, farmers say the proposal speeds past their concerns.
The route is one high-speed rail officials say is least damaging to the environment and cities, avoiding wetlands, shrinking the footprint on sensitive habitat, and limiting impacts to urban businesses. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the federal EPA agree. But because it weaves between two sets of existing freight train tracks, the route will chew up more farmland than if it just stuck along one corridor. And that leaves farmers feeling big-footed.
Frustration would be putting it lightly. We would extend that into anger and hostility.
Anya Radabaugh is director of the Madera County Farm Bureau. She says the proposed route would destroy rich farmland that's irreplaceable.
Agriculture is a disappearing resource in the state of California, and it should be treated just as any other sensitive species or any other sensitive socioeconomic group.
High-speed rail officials are scheduled to formally approve the plan in Fresno in early May, but the Madera County Farm Bureau says it plans to file suit to block the route. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.